Okay, today's daf was Bava Kama, daf Vav. We started on top of the page. We had a four-way machloket, and this was pretty much the first amud of the daf. Four different opinions of what the Mishnah was coming to add by the common denominator. The first opinion said, Abaye was coming to say, it's coming to add a knife, a stone, a knife, and a weight that was left on the roof that fell and caused damage by the wind. Part number two was Rava, give his opinion. Number two was a stone that was moved by a man or an animal to a different place and caused damage over there that he'd be liable for. Part number three is if the Beit Din gave them permission to open up their pipes and stuff into the Rishut Arim and that caused damage, he'd be liable. And part number four was the last opinion, which was the Mishnah, that if you have a wall or tree that fell and caused damage, if they had told him that you have to cut it down, he didn't cut it down within that time, and it only fell and caused damage afterwards, you'd be liable to pay for that damage. That was part number one, two, and three. Last part of the daf, which was topic of from which property do we have to pay? If he caused damage to the damaged one, do we have to evaluate the damaged property and he has to pay from the worth of damaged property or his property? And that was the machloket that we brought. Rabbi Ishmael says, from the one that was damaged. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, from the damager's property. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.